Hey everybody, this is Mike from FearShop.com Horror Podcast with Music Xavier.
Yo.
Alright, today it is October 24th, 1 week away from Halloween. We are doing our second of third podcast episodes on Halloween. Last episode, I don't think you said it on the air last time. No. So Xavier had come up with the idea of doing a Halloween retrospective in the next episode. But in order for us to get it to you, it'll be like a Halloween special. So we will record it and have it out next week. Hopefully. Assuming everything goes well. So, anyways, you want to get in touch with us, 215-798-0190. Email is podcast@fearshop.com. Make sure you're subscribing to us. Make sure you're leaving the feedback. Also, check out the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/fearshop.com. Speaking of feedback, we got one major shout out to Evil Lucas. He left us an Apple Podcast review. A month to date, actually. It says, still the best. The Mighty FHP is back. This was the first horror podcast that I ever listened to in its original run. It was sad when it faded away, but super happy. It rose from the dead like a hungry zombie. FHP is slightly different this time, but it's still great. And after all this time, it's still my favorite. Long live FHP. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Make sure you guys are leaving the feedback, and we will definitely try to get it read on the show as well. We always love hearing feedback. All right. Last episode, we asked people to send in your top five Halloween-themed movies that are not in the Halloween franchise. So, there were some good ones in here. Lucas had sent us his list of five. Interesting ones in here. Number five is Haunt from 2019. That's a pretty good film. Number four is 31 from 2016. I don't think... This is one of the zombie ones. I don't think you've seen this one. I gotta rewatch that. I don't remember liking it much. But if it's this high up on the list for Lucas, I'm definitely gonna check it out. Hellfest from 2018. Maybe you've seen that. No, that was streaming somewhere for a long time, either Netflix or Amazon. Fun movie, though. The next two you have seen. So number two is House of a Thousand Corpses from 2003. I can't believe that's almost 20 years old. It's insane. But
Jesus, I think about that.
Yeah. What were your thoughts? I forget where you were on that one.
I thought it was a little bit goofy, but I liked it. It's cool.
Yeah, I really liked it when it came out, and it was just very original. Unfortunately, the majority of zombies movies followed the same pattern. Next week, we will talk about two of his movies, actually. So
two?
Yeah, Halloween and H2 from 2007-2009. They're both Rob Zombies.
I didn't know who did H2.
Yes. After the first one, he said he would never come back to direct another Halloween movie, but yet he was back less than 2 years later. Well, he said he didn't want somebody else to tarnish his vision. So he came back to do it.
Yeah.
I will say, huge fan of both when they came out. Let's just say one of them I may have differed my opinion on after having recently watched it. Number one, Terrifier from 2016. Lucas says this instantly became one of my favorite horror films of all time. Art the Clown is a horror icon in the making. Thoughts on Terrifier?
When I first watched it, I did not like it at all.
Yeah, it was iffy. Iffy at best. I know. So Art the Clown was around before that movie. From All Hallows Eve. I forget the year, though.
Is that... I saw him in a different movie.
So All Hallows Eve... is where that character originated, but it wasn't like a huge part of it. But everybody kind of liked to look at the character. I know they just filmed the second Terrifier. I'm going to watch them anyways. If I sit here and watch the friggin' Tremors movies, I'm definitely going to watch this.
Yeah, I think I have to rewatch it if he has it that high.
I keep saying I'm going to. It wasn't horrible by any means. Yeah. It's just... And I remember a couple scenes, like, there was one, I think, like, in a diner or in a fast food place or something. He's just sitting there staring.
That's like, a good part.
Yeah, and, like, it's creepy as hell.
But then, like, the part I didn't like was when he had a gun.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the first. Well, obviously not the first killer. Not the first hard killer that had a gun.
Yeah, you don't see Jason walking around with a gun.
Jason is a massive man.
Terrifier got some height on him. He's like 7 foot.
Okay, yeah. He was like 5'6", 135.
He was tall. He was fighting 5'2", 120 chicks.
Oh. Anyways, clowns are creepy.
True.
So, the problem with clown movies like that is... Even same thing with House of 1,000 Corpses. Gotta compete with Pennywise.
Yeah.
It's a little tough.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
It'd be like having another horror character come out with a hockey mask. And then automatically be like, yeah, he's no Jason.
Yeah, good luck.
So, alright, thanks Lucas. Definitely appreciate it. For the next episode, this one's open in the air, man. Send in your top 5 winter horror movies.
Winter horror movies.
Yes.
What's the one that's not
the zombies? Oh, Dead Snow. Oh, that's a good one. Huh.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, nah, The Thing still has to be number one, I think, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, both Thing movies are pretty good. And then you got two Dead Snow movies to contend with.
Blair Witch was like in September. That's like close to winter.
That's not even close. It's 2 months away at best.
That's like close to winter.
3 months, I think.
That's like close to winter.
But then you got like Cold Prey, I think, was into winter. You still haven't seen the first Dead Snow.
No, I only saw the second one.
Yeah, it's like impossible to find. I know I have it. I might have to. Yeah, I'm not going into the. I forget where the DVDs are now. If they're in the crawl space or in the attic. Yeah, I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no. All right. Speaking of, I brought up Tremors because that's one of the films I watched. What have you been watching?
I watched something called A Jack in the Box.
I see. It's like Amazon or Netflix, right? It's in
Amazon.
Yeah.
I can't get on the Netflix anymore.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. Nope.
We might have to upgrade to more than one user.
Yeah, because it's all day, every day.
Yeah.
But it was a 2020, I think it was an English movie? It was set in England, at least.
Yeah. I think it was, yeah.
But it was pretty good. I thought it was kind of unique a little bit. It's a little bit unique. It actually reminded me of Art the Clown a little bit.
Mm.
But very different. Yeah. I like this. It was a good one.
And
what?
That's it.
That's all.
Ah.
Yeah.
I have a bunch listed here. Holy crap. Dark October. I think it was a decent-ish movie, but the acting was just really bad. Clown Doll 2019. Now, kind of a really bad movie with some shaky acting. But I got through it and kind of enjoyed it and thought about it a few times afterwards. It was like kind of cool.
So you gotta do that.
Yeah, so it's like one of those movies. I think you guys should definitely check it out. So Clown Doll from 2019. I had mentioned this before because Tremors Shrieker Island came out recently.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah, that's the 7th movie in the series.
That did not look new at all.
They still look like they were all filmed in the 90s.
What?
But not sure why. So I watch everything that comes out. I sometimes wonder why I watch these Tremor movies. So when you think of horror franchise, nobody ever brings up the Tremors franchise, yet this is the 7th movie. People even bring up Sharknado before they think about this. It's not a horrible series. It is kind of lame, though. But, you know, this one wasn't bad. I'll give them that. I think some of them were really bad. The last two were okay. There was one, I think it was 2018, and then this one didn't come out. So it was a semi-interesting movie. Different kind of ending, I guess. But we'll see when Tremors 8 comes out. Chop Chop. So this is a movie that all I kept hearing is people are like, this is a cool movie. It's like one of the top movies of 2020. or whatever. I don't know if it was 2020, but it just, like, official release day. I don't even know why I watch it. It was so bad. All right, Don't Look Back. For some reason, I thought this movie was highly rated. And so I watched it. And then I started looking, like, reviews. I'm like, something's wrong because this is shit. And, there were some people that were, like, on IMDb doing sevens and eights and stuff like that. But they were probably the cast. just garbage. It started off like somebody on a soapbox, pretty much, of like, oh my God, like, people don't help each other anymore. And look at how many people die because people stand by and take videos of people getting attacked instead of doing something. And it was just like, okay, like, gotcha, you're making a statement. But that literally is what the movie was also about. It wasn't just that. It's like they kept doing it. But it was kind of surprising because I started catching, like, a little glimpse of, like, in parts, like, Final Destination movies and things like that. So a bunch of people that were on the crew of this film were from the original Final Destination movie.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So they just ripped it off, basically.
It definitely had that feel to it. It was like when I watched, like, Don't Hike in the Snow, the new, like, the Friday the 13th kind of thing that they, if you heard about it. Like, it had the feel, but it didn't have, I mean, it had the feel and it had Jason, but it just didn't have the, it was bad.
There's just something missing.
Yeah, it was just so annoying. That, to me, right there, easy 1 out of 10. Like, I can't think of too many movies that I'm like, yeah, 1 out of 10. That's an easy one. All right. And another one that could even be worse. Big Freaking Rat from 2020.
Big Freaking Rat?
Yeah. And now, it's not like the title was suspicious and was like, oh, this is going to be a good one. It's like a stupid title. I don't know. This is one of those, if I could have made it more than 10 minutes... this would compete with, like, Easter Holocaust.
Holocaust was like 3 hours.
That's a problem in itself there. But, like, this movie was just horrendous acting, horrendous dialogue, and just, like, the worst looking sets that, like, I ever seen. It was just, like, it literally was... It was a high school project is what it looked like. And I'm sorry if you guys are listening and you were in the movie, but you'll realize it when you get your next acting part that was utter garbage.
If.
I'm trying to be nice. It's Halloween, so I do want to be a little nice.
That's true.
All right. Sadly, now I'm looking at my notes and I noticed I didn't put an interesting horror fact. So.
You know an interesting horror fact? I got a good one.
Go ahead.
I'm in school in my honors marketing class, mm-hmm. and we talk about the Blair Witch Project.
See?
There's an interesting art. They're teaching the youth.
Yeah, it's... I wish you were there. I literally went there to the theater and watched it with somebody who swore it was real. Like, that's how effective the marketing was.
Like, I'm not surprised that people would believe that, but it's just so funny looking back on it.
Yeah, it's... Now, that was 1999. And maybe it's because, like, we were approaching the new millennium or something. And maybe... Because everybody thought the world was going to end.
Yeah.
All right? When the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve in 1999. A lot of people were like, yeah, the world is going to end. I will say... So, I'm in the computer industry, right? I will say there was a panic... in the industry.
Are you serious?
Because back in the day, disk space was expensive. And when you, like, store things in databases and you have, like, a date field, you know, it takes up so many bits of space. And one way that people were saving space was putting in two-digit years. So, like, that could have been a serious problem for a lot of computer systems. When it turned, all of a sudden, it was like kind of looking 100 years back. And that could have been a problem. Nothing that I had built had to be retrofitted, but like things that were built, probably earlier, probably like 70-ish, 80s-ish kind of stuff. Like those systems, like there was a mass emergency to try to get all that. Like when they were talking about like Y2K and all that stuff, like that was real. That like they were worried about the stock market completely collapsing and things like that. Like all that was real. People like were scrambling around to try to make code changes to make sure, which thinking back, I remember before saying, oh, that has to be a pain in the ass. And I'm like, wait, just if it's all in a database, you just convert it to a 4-digit year. It's not exactly a big deal. I'm sure there was more to it than that, but it was that kind of stuff was real. But like, yeah, to think that somebody even 21 years ago could be like, yeah, I could see that being real.
I know some people today that would still believe that.
But it's literally as if a snuff film could basically like make it out. Because it would have been a snuff film, basically.
Snuff.
Basically like a film with like real deaths.
Yeah.
Kind of things. So, which was funny because Heather Donahue wasn't sure if they were making a snuff film.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, they may kill us. And so, like, if that's what had actually happened, like, how could it get a widespread theatrical release?
Yeah.
So, it's...
But it looks pretty realistic.
But keep in mind, too... The thing, part of what made Blair Witch effective is you didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Right? So it was kind of interesting.
Wasn't like the camp, the act, nobody knew the actors. They were all new.
No, it was intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
They had to hide. Yeah. Like, they couldn't do interviews.
I know.
They didn't do movies. I remember 10 years later, maybe, I seen Heather Donahue in another movie.
That's funny.
Like, I've seen her, I think, in two more movies. I don't think I've ever seen those two guys in another movie. And it's just like, I can imagine it's hard to get a role when you were, like, so far in between things. And, like, you can't, even Heather Donahue, she changed a lot, you know, over the years, and she aged a little bit. Like, but you saw her, and you're just like, oh, yeah. Blair Witch.
She died.
You know, that's what makes it hard for like a lot of these characters. Like Daniel Radcliffe has done well for himself, I guess, to a certain extent. But I mean, you know, people look at him, they're like, "Hey, Harry Potter."
Oh yeah.
You know, and you can't. That's hard to shake. I think I never thought he would be able to, and I think he's done a pretty good job. Now, the one who I thought could have been a star was I forget her name, but the one who was Hermione. And she's like, I mean, she did the Beauty and the Beast remake, that everybody hated. But other than that, I don't think she's really done too much. I think she's done a lot in England, but nothing big.
Yeah.
Like Beauty and the Beast was a big deal, and I think that just crashed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good, interesting horror effect.
There you go.
But, all right. What do you think? Should we get into the first movie?
Let's go.
Right, Trick or Treat from 2007.
This is the one night.
Don't forget your costume.
All sorts of things. Roam free.
The Halloween School Bus Massacre.
Trick or Treat 2007, five interwoven stories that occur on Halloween. An everyday high school principal has a secret life as a serial killer. A college virgin might have just met the guy for her. A group of teenagers pull a mean prank. A woman who loathes the night has to contend with her holiday-obsessed husband, and a mean old man meets his match with a demonic supernatural trick-or-treater. That's a really weird synopsis in a movie. Yeah. But go ahead, what are your thoughts?
That synopsis makes it sound so lame.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it called? Anthropology, I think?
Anthology. Anthropology is a whole different field.
Anthology. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that genre in general. But to be fair, I haven't seen too many of them. But this one, I love it as an anthology movie. When did I first watch this? It was a while ago. Sixth grade, maybe.
Yeah, you watched it a few years back.
Yeah.
So it's I mean, obviously not in, well, nobody watched it in 2007. But.
Yeah. But so I remember watching it and be like, it's sick. The story's like really interwoven when you look back on it. And I think, what's he called?
Sam?
Sam?
What? The pumpkin dude?
Yeah,
Sam.
I don't know that. But yeah, I thought he was super cool looking. With the thing, the bag over his head. When he took it off, he's a little bit goofy looking. But with it on, he looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple cool kills in there. I think the lollipop is on the level of Jason's hockey mask. When you see it, it's just, you know. When I watched it back again, I didn't realize how interwoven the stories were. Mm-hmm. I watched it a while ago, so I don't remember everything. But I looked back, I was like, wow, that's really together.
You don't notice it the first time you watch it, because some of the stuff that you see are characters that are yet to come up, and you didn't realize that they were passing in the background.
Yeah. And then, especially at the end, when they, showed where everybody lived, I'm like, whoa, that's, literally right next to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. This was so many things about... Actually, the funny thing is, a couple weeks ago, maybe, took the little ones over to the Halloween place, the Spirit Halloween or whatever. They have a huge display of trick-or-treat Halloween decorations now.
What do they have?
They have giant Sams and just little things here and there. A lot of with the lollipop.
Really?
It was all Sam. So it wasn't it was about the movie so much. It was all about Sam. Because let's say they had easily more Sam than they did even the Halloween franchise.
That's weird. Because I don't think too many people know this movie.
Well, I'm wondering... if people will start to inquire, I guess. If you start seeing stuff. Because the thing is, Sam is a cool character. Kids are oh, that's cool. Right? Yeah. And adults are oh, that's kind of cute. But then also, this movie kind of... It wasn't a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's where... It's they found something. They took something so simple and basically make a tiny little pumpkin person... And, that works. Now, all of a sudden, you have a horror icon. Maybe. Because the fact of the matter is, this movie officially... Well, okay. So, on IMDb, it came out in 2007. On some other sites, it'll say 2008. None of us saw it till 2009. It did, a few festivals in 2007. Got, a little widespread release in 2008. But 2009 is when we started to really watch it. When we started to get access to it. Always talk about a sequel, yet here we sit 13 years later and no sequel.
Yeah. It's hard to make a franchise off somebody with one movie.
Yeah, and how weird is that all of a sudden that there's Sam decorations all over the place 13 years later?
Maybe they're planning a sequel, for real.
There's always, believe me, the director, Michael Dougherty, would love to do a sequel because it's not like he's done much else. I think he's got the time, but I will say this was one of those movies so hyped up, and those movies always scare me because, we were just talking about Terrifier, so hyped up, and I felt underwhelmed, and I don't know if it's because I was going in with these great expectations, but Trick or Treat, I went in with huge expectations and it exceeded all of them. But I can say, in the old version of the podcast, Frank and I reviewed this movie. He hated it. He absolutely... Really? Yeah, he hates this movie.
Why?
Because he's just there's nothing... He's like, there's no redeeming qualities about it. He's like, it's like stupid kiddie movie. And
what's like, kiddie about it? There's literally people getting killed.
It was a weird opinion to say because, yeah, there's a lot of like adult themed things in there. But it was, I think that you have to watch this movie more than once. You can't just watch it once because every single time you watch it, you see something you didn't see.
Dude, how many times I saw the chick with the robot costume? Like four different times.
Yeah, everybody is in the background, and yeah. It's just I think you probably meet everybody in like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Really?
I think you pretty much see everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just like you don't even realize, and some of that stuff is like because the way anthologies typically will work is they try to have a wraparound story, but all the individual pieces are so separated from the wraparound story. So the wraparound kind of gives you a chance to like, oh yeah, I'm still watching the same movie. But like, you know, there's movies like VHS and VHS 2 and ABCs of Death 2. You know, the Creepshow movies, right? Creepshow, Creepshow 2, Creepshow 3, don't watch ever. All those movies they're not really tied together. You know, the Creepshow is wrapped around by, you know, the Crypt Keeper thing.
Oh.
Right. Okay, yeah. So not Crypt Keeper. That's Tales from the Crypt. I'm blanking.
It's for like some similar reason. Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a cartoon thing with like the long hair. Crypt Keeper. I've never been a fan of Crypt Keeper. I know it's like blasphemy, but it's just too childish looking. That's childish.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he looks like a childish little thing and he says stupid things that aren't funny. And
that's true.
Yeah. So, but like Trick or Treat was like to me the first full anthology movie that felt like a movie. It just felt like it was a movie and it was just moving in time.
Yeah.
Right? And that's exactly what it was doing. Which is funny because I just watched Books of Blood last night. We'll probably have to cover that at some point too. But Books of Blood is an anthology movie based on the Books of Blood from Clive Barker. There was actually a movie in 2009, that year again, that kind of tried to tackle the Books of Blood. But Clive Barker's Hellraiser guy, right? He did like Rawhead Rex and all that stuff. But this movie that I watched yesterday, I was like, holy crap, I'm getting into this. But it had such a feel of Trick or Treat where everything had to tie together. They really went like down that road. But I think that's what works with Trick or Treat. And plus you have good characters. The Dylan Baker, like he's been in a bunch of horror movies like Fido. He's Dr. Connors in Spider-Man 2 and 3, I want to say. He was in Hide and Seek. He was in a bunch of like drama-ish movies. Anna Paquin. So I don't know if you know who she is. She was like the blonde in the story with the three girls that were like the vampire-ish story.
Yeah.
So she was like the blonde. Like the older she was sister. The Red Riding Hood one.
Oh, the younger sister.
Yeah. So she, by the time this came out, she was already. She was in that HBO series, True Blood. It was a very popular series for a while, and she's also definitely recognize her from the X-Men movies. She was Rogue.
I've never watched X-Men movies. Right.
Yeah, so she was she was already in X-Men. She was already in True Blood by the time this came out. So she was like kind of a big deal, but the. I will say, outside of the Halloween films, to me, this is, and maybe Night of the Demons, even more than Night of the Demons, this to me is like a Halloween themed film.
Yeah. Like, it's literally on Halloween.
Yeah, to me, if I was doing that like top five list, I should have kind of done it myself too. It's kind of stupid for me to ask people to do it and then not do it. But like this would most definitely be on a top five list, if not the top Halloween themed movie that wasn't Halloween. Because everything about this movie just speaks Halloween. This is like what Halloween, like where we live, it's like, hey, let's walk 10 minutes to get to the next house that's giving out candy.
Yeah.
Right? But like, if you live in like a small community, like that's what it's like. You just go like, you know, and there's a lot more. We do have two people, I think, like in the neighborhood that actually do a really good job of like decorating and stuff like that.
Yeah, we
like,
do.
I think we have what three whatever crosses supposed to be like tombstones and like one mask with a head.
Yeah, it's staked into the ground.
Yeah, and like that's what we have outside. Inside, we have a bunch of stuff. But like outside, we just... I think there's a couple things on the porch or whatever.
But we're still top three.
Yeah, we might be third in the neighborhood with a little bit of wood. And
yeah.
I don't even know what the hell that scary mask is supposed to be.
Scary.
Yeah. And it's funny because you can't see squat at night anyways.
Yeah.
So people are just like, is there a dog on a mask? But
yeah.
So... to me, this is like Halloween personified in a movie. So it just, it has that amazing atmosphere. Yeah, but it's just, you know, when you think of like there's werewolves and serial killers.
Vampire.
Yeah, you got Sam. And that there was more Sam decorations than Pennywise.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
they had a display right next to Pennywise, and there were more Sam decorations.
The It movie just came out, like, what, 2 years ago? Last year, maybe?
I remember it was 2008 or 2019 when the second part came out. I forget.
That's recent. That's a lot more recent than 2007.
Yeah. But to me, it's like every time I watch this movie, you see something. It's like, crap, I never saw that before.
Right.
And even, like, the beginning is, it just opens strong. Like, you don't see Sam... but you, like, see something, right, under a sheet, and then you get, like, that...
lollipop.
I don't want to give it away. But it's, like, I think that scene's even on some of the DVD covers or stuff like that. But it's just everything about it. Had Marilyn Manson with their cover of Sweet Dreams. Like, no. When the girls turn, no. There's a song. It like got really loud.
I don't really know the song.
For the love of God, it's a cover of one of the biggest 80s songs ever. And when Manson covered it, it was like one of the biggest songs of the year.
Far from the 80s.
Manson wasn't the... well, he was from the 80s, but his music was in the 90s.
I'm not from the 90s either.
Alright. Anyways. Alright, couple things, interesting things for about the movie, maybe. Let me see if any of these really are interesting. Little people were used to fill in for kids trick-or-treating since the film was filmed at night. That makes sense.
Little people?
Yeah, that's what you have to call them.
So there's midgets.
That's what you can call them if you're rude, but they're little people. So let me see if this makes a little bit of sense, because I don't know if I ever really made sense. So this film was originally slated to be released in October of 2007. Warner Brothers, without any explanation or reason, pulled the film and had no reschedule date. People thought that maybe it had to do with Saw 4 slated for the release around the same time. Like, I don't even think you realize how many movies got moved because they didn't want to compete against Saw releases. Saw was like that big of a deal that like people are like, oh, we're not going to open on the same weekend as Saw.
That's crazy.
So many movies. It's just, I think maybe the Friday the 13th reboot even.
Even Friday the 13th?
I think so. I think that was another one. Just like, yeah, we're not releasing the same weekend.
That's insane.
Nobody wanted to go up against them. That was the franchise in like the like whatever early 2000s to 2010 that like, you know, there was, you know, the Rob Zombie reboot of Halloween was 2007 2009. You had Final Destination movies still coming out. Paranormal Activity was... no, that was like what... yeah, it was 2009 when it first came out. The nobody wanted to go against Saw.
That's insane.
Saw ruled the theaters. It was absolutely crazy. Not the original, but like all the other ones, just like untouchable. So another thing that they said, it could be because of there was possible fallout from the box office disappointment of Superman Returns in 2006, which was co-written by Michael Dougherty. Now, it wasn't a great movie by any means, but it wasn't a horrible movie. I just... people are very particular about the superhero movies. I just like them. So, anyways. So, let me see. Okay, so then there was a brief talk it would be released around Halloween 2008 and possibly over 2009, but neither ever materialized. And then finally, direct-to-video, October 2009 is when people really started to see it.
So, 2 years.
Yeah, this was one of those movies, you know, we talked about New Mutants. It's like, that's movie's never going to come out. Like, you can't say the same about, like, people are saying, oh, Halloween Kills is the same, and Candyman,
no.
Or the Spiral from the Book of Saw. It's completely different, because you can't, now you're talking the virus stuff. But, like, it's just one of those movies, it's just like, oh, we can't wait till you see this one. And then it's just like, yeah, it jokes on you. But the original title of the movie was Season's Greetings. There was a short film called Season's Greetings before Trick or Treat came out. So people thought, that's a shitty name because it sounds like Christmas and not Halloween. Then it changed to Halloween Terrors, Jack-O-Lantern Tales, October 31st, and Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat, by the way.
All those names are ass.
Well, Trick or Treat or Trick
besides,
or Treat.
Besides Trick or Treat.
Well, the problem with Trick or Treat is there's a movie in 1986 called Trick or Treat.
But Trick or Treat sounds...
Yeah, so then Trick they were like... It makes me think, like, no offense to Michael Dougherty, but it's like, hopefully that wasn't his decision. Because that's just a stupid name.
It's better than all the other ones.
Oh, yeah. But it's... Like, it's kind of weird, too, because it's not like... It's a very generic term. Like, I've seen movies... They weren't very generic terms that had the same names and weren't remakes. So it's not like he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But there was a Trick or Treat. There was a Trick or Treats that was released before. But the Trick or Treats, believe it or not, was actually released before the other Trick or Treat. Like, you could pick any name you want. You pick, oh, let me do Trick or Treats. Because, like, that's not even a thing.
Yeah.
But the Trick or Treat from 86, I got to rewatch that again. It's been a long time. But that movie had, like, Gene Simmons, Ozzy... there's a lot of metal in the movie. I used to really dig that movie. But anyways. The kid with the lollipop in his mouth who peeks in on the girls in the change room when they're trying to change in their costumes is the actor who plays Sam.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, and then, you know, Anna Paquin's character, Laurie, is named after Laurie Strode from Halloween. In the School Bus Massacre Revisited, Plymouth Fury from the movie Christine can be seen. So there's a lot of homage to other things. So, oh, and they said characters and imagery from this can be seen in the Scare Zone at Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights in 2017.
Really?
As well as music from the film.
That's like a weird... I don't think that too many people know this movie.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about, like, Halloween Horror Nights is a big deal. So that has to be something. But I think part of the problem is it's a pumpkin, so people don't realize that it's, like, from anywhere else.
Yeah.
But, and an interesting thing that I don't know that I really noticed until, like, I read this, because I never paid much attention to it. Not a single kill is on camera. So either the deaths are obstructed by something, or they're completely off the camera.
Yeah, I guess I never noticed that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, interesting. Typically, that's an easy way for people to, you know, get some cheap, whatever, thrills or whatever out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, love that kill and all that, but, like, you don't really see them.
But they're so cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw the after effects of the girl in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But, all right. Anything else you want to talk about this movie? Are we going to rate this guy?
Mm. I think we just rate it.
Just one rating this time?
Just one rating.
All right, cool. All
right. It made sense. I'm just saying.
All right, no. Okay, so next week, when we do the Halloween franchise, we do Curse of Michael Myers. I'll rate 2. I'll rate... The original is the producer's cut, but the one that was released in the theater, I'll rate that one, and then I'll rate the producer's cut.
So you're just doing what I'm doing.
There's literally, 27 minutes of different footage in a producer's cut.
Sounds the same to me.
Yeah. You can make it sound any way you want, but you were trying to put 2 ratings on the same exact movie.
And it made sense.
No, not really. It's like saying, oh, I got a pretzel. It's, I rate this one a 4 and I rate this one a 6. No, but you still like, have one pretzel.
It's like you get the pretzel and you cut it in half. This part's a 6, this part's a 4. It's okay. The same pretzel.
If you had the pretzel reasons. And cut it perfectly in half without leaving any crumbs, you had two identical pretzels flipped, but then you were rating them separately.
Yeah. Maybe this one has like a harder crust and a better inside.
All right, I can't believe I'm sitting here. Like, maybe he has logic here. No, there's no logic. See? There's no
See?
Logic.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no logic.
All right, but for my one rating of this movie, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I got an 8 on this as well. I watch this, and I feel like giving it a 9. I'm like, man, that's high praise.
It is.
I mean, 8 is still pretty high praise. I love this movie. It's just, yeah, I mean, you know, we're doing a Halloween-themed movies for these episodes. To me, outside of the Halloween movies, there's no movie that says Halloween more than Trick or Treat.
That's true.
Sorry, Trick or Treat.
You could just say Trick or Treat.
But I wanted to make sure people know it's an apostrophe R, not an OR.
It's good.
Yes.
Good to know.
Kind of makes me sound like a Southern hick or something. All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. This next one's going to be very loosely Halloween.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, what? I just thought about that.
All right, Flatliners, 1990.
Today's a good day to die.
Flatline.
30 seconds to go.
Can you recall any specific emotion or sensation?
No, but there's something out there.
We're running out of time.
300, clear.
Nothing.
Your heart, go again.
Clear.
Nothing, I can't hear anything.
Come on, Nelson.
Breathe.
We lost him.
No!
All right, Flatliners from 1990. Five medical students experiment with near-death experiences. Wow, that's like, it's like a tongue twister. Until the dark consequences of past tragedies begin to jeopardize their lives. It's really not a tongue twister. Why was I struggling?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, what?
I was like, ooh, experiment and experience. I can't say them together. All right, what do you think about Flatliners?
We just had this conversation.
No.
I said, is this a horror movie? Because this is very...
So, let's say in the genre, there's a lot of movies that might not really be horror movies, but like people will welcome them with open arms. And I think this is probably one of those loose horror movies. I don't know that I would consider it like horror per se. I mean, especially given like the cast that was in this movie.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do consider it horror, and I was really looking for anything that had any ties to Halloween that I could actually get my hands on. Because, like, I mean, I know we have the DVD for Creepshow somewhere, and that would have been a good one to do, but that's not streaming anywhere for some reason. So
this ties into Halloween.
Yeah, it's around Halloween. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
No, it's not the same thing as having a pretzel that's a mirror.
That's nothing to do with this one.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to go back to the 2 rating thing.
No, I'm just saying it so everybody knows that it's because it's around Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, the one guy has a Halloween costume on.
Mr. Bone.
Right. So, like, it's a Halloween-themed movie.
Yeah. Just not anything on Halloween.
But come on, what did we do last week? I don't remember what we did last week.
That's a good question.
But I think one of them was, like, the same thing. Oh, like Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I mean...
But come on, that's like
ghosts. And May?
That's like ghosts. May was literally on Halloween.
But it was just one of the nights happened to be Halloween.
Alright.
And Poltergeist, you didn't even realize they were around Halloween.
But they were ghosts.
Because like they were in California.
But they were ghosts.
What the hell is ghosts? Nah. Then you can't say that because then Friday the 13th is a Halloween movie.
Where are the ghosts?
But it's not ghosts. It's a lot of people dress up as Jason.
What do you mean?
But it's like Jason's a killer. Isn't that like Halloween?
No.
Wait, so just pumpkins and ghosts are Halloween?
No, like monsters.
Well, Jason's not a monster?
No, he's Jason. What? He was a kid.
Who's a kid who like died 167 times.
Yeah.
And then came back as basically like a zombie.
But he's not a zombie.
A lot of people do say he's a zombie.
Does he eat people? He's not a zombie.
You don't know what he does after he kills him.
Kills him.
But you don't... It goes off screen.
Okay, but he doesn't eat him.
You don't know that.
They find the bodies later.
Yeah, but maybe he's just eating a wrist or something.
But you can see all the body parts.
All right. No. This is so dumb. No, this is so dumb. No, because he kills so many people that he could just take a nibble here and there.
That's not a zombie. He has a lot of weight on him for only taking a nibble.
Well, I mean, he's eating something.
Not people. All right, we're talking about flatliners.
All right, flatliners.
All right. So, what is this, 1990?
1990.
Like, I'm not surprised I didn't hear about this, but, like, I'm surprised because it has Kevin Bacon in it, and I see him a lot. I don't know why. He's so familiar.
You saw him in, what the hell was it called? Don't Watch This, or, no, what was it called?
The one with the house?
Yeah.
Stuck in the house?
Yeah.
I was talking about. He's such a familiar face.
He's huge.
Yeah, I know.
He's absolutely so huge. You haven't seen most of his best movies. You still haven't seen Footloose.
Shut up, dude. Ever watching that.
Best movie Kevin Bacon ever did. Without a shadow of a doubt, and everybody's going to hate this. Stir of Echoes.
Oh, that's...
You're going to watch it at some point. It's on the list of movies I got to pick.
All right.
That might have been more of a Halloween-themed movie, actually.
Is he in a lot of horror movies?
No. All right, no. I mean, he was in the original Friday the 13th, Stir of Echoes, Hollow Man, maybe? So Hollow Man was kind of like The Invisible Man. I guess it was sort of horror-ish. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. He was in the original Tremors.
Is that really a horror movie?
It's monsters. Apparently, it must be Halloween.
Monster on that thing that's known for Halloween.
What?
And Tremors.
And Tremors? I forget what the hell are the ones called. They're like the shit eaters or something. I forget what they're called. They actually have names for all the
different monsters. Have you ever seen a person dressed up as a thing from Tremors?
No, but if they did the little ass blasters, or what they call them, not shit eaters, ass blasters.
What?
Yeah. If somebody came dressed like an ass blaster, that would be an awesome costume. I swear, I'm not making that up, by the way.
I believe it. It's just funny.
But.
All right. But yeah, this is an interesting movie. I think it's actually pretty cool, because I don't know if anybody's ever tackled death. I guess pretty much the whole thing. Tackled death like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... There's been similar movies since, but this was the first that really talked about
it. It was
this.
Really cool. Yeah. I think the cast of characters was good, because like it was like they were like kind of weird, like they were smart as hell in the movie, but like it was just weird. And I don't know, and they just felt really good for the role.
You have no idea how famous those people were.
Really?
Yeah.
Besides the guy that never did the test experiment.
I don't remember who.
He like the voice recorder thing.
Yeah, I forget who played him. I can't. Yeah,
he was just take it or leave it. If he wasn't in the movie, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I can talk. Like, all right, so Kevin Bacon was huge, right? So Kiefer Sutherland was like, I guess, the blonde-haired dude, probably spiky. I forget what he looked like in this movie.
He was really good.
Yeah, so he's, I mean... I guess 24, the TV show, is probably what he's best known for. He's Donald Sutherland's son, but I don't know if that helps. Donald Sutherland was the guy at the end of Invasion of Body Snatchers.
Really?
Yeah. That's his dad.
What?
So, by the time this film came out, he was already in Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, Young Guns 1 and 2. These were, like, big-time releases. He's one of the voices in Call of Duty World at War.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's like so... Like he has such a distinctive voice. The only thing that I hate about him was in... Especially in 24, he has a bad habit of like whispering a lot. Instead of just being like, oh my God, I gotta go save the president. He's like, I gotta go save the president. It's like the opposite of Batman. Like Batman like growls and Keith or Sutherland's just a... like soothing whisper. Oh my God. And Dark City, love that movie, absolutely love that movie. He was like the main character in Dark City as well. I'd love to hear what people think about Dark City, because like I never hear anybody talk about it. Great movie, not entirely horror, but it's Such a good looking film, and it was such a good film to watch. Like, you put Kiefer Sutherland in a movie in, you know, 80s and 90s, you're just printing money. And they're not even the biggest stars. The girl.
Really?
Julia Roberts. Massive.
Never like, heard of her or seen
so,
her.
Ever hear of the movie Pretty Woman?
No.
Okay. So it was a movie about like a hooker who ends up falling for a guy, or the guy falls for her or whatever. One of like the biggest movies ever made. So she also was in Steel Magnolias, and then she started to do, I think, a couple of like the John Grisham movies or something. She was like, if you wanted to spend millions and millions of dollars, you could get her in a movie. Like, she'd be big time. And all the other people were not exactly slouches either. You had William Baldwin, you had Oliver Pratt. I mean, there was just loads and loads of talent. The director of the movie was Joel Schumacher. He died this year, I want to say. I think he died the summer of this year. Like, he did some huge movies. Incredible Shrinking Woman, DC Cab were, like, kind of biggish for the time. But then he did St. Elmo's Fire and The Lost Boys. Like, those two movies were, like... I think both of those movies kind of had, like, what did they... It was the Brat Pack that they called them. But, yeah, it's just, like, so much talent around this movie, which is, like, crazy. So.
Oh, that was not English to me.
What do you mean?
I don't know any of those movies or TV shows.
Well, but if you look up, like Pretty Woman,
yeah,
it's like, you'd be like, holy crap, that made a lot of money. And, like, Lost Boys, a lot of people will consider to be, like, one of the greatest... Maybe Lost Boys or St. Elmo's Fire would be like one of the greatest 80s horror movies. Or sorry, 80s movies, with Lost Boys being a horror movie. I don't remember St. Elmo's Fire. I think I saw it in whatever came out, 84, and like never watched it again. But like, if you think of movies like say Breakfast Club, maybe?
No, I heard the name.
Okay. I know some people always say, oh, look, these are like the Breakfast Club people. Like, none of these people had anything to do with it, I don't think. But, like, to me, St. Elmo's Fire was kind of like a Breakfast Club type movie. It was the 80s. It was a weird time.
I believe it.
But, yeah, when this movie came out, it was just like, holy crap, how did they get these many stars into a movie? So, I don't know. But, go ahead, sorry.
What?
No, I thought you were going to talk more about the movie.
I said that was a good movie.
Oh, okay. So the one movie that I think of, because you were saying like no other movies tackle this type of subject matter, is a movie we just recently seen, Martyrs. When you think about like what happens in that near-death experience.
I think it's similar.
Every time I watch Martyrs, I'm like, yeah, they really watch Flatliners a few times.
When did Martyrs come out? After?
Oh, God, yeah. Martyrs was, I think, 2009, 2008, maybe? I forget.
But they went about it a completely different way.
Oh, yeah. This was, like, I think Flatliners was definitely tried to go more... It was an interesting film because it had, like, the use of color. Like, if you ever, like, paid attention, if it was, like, blue in the background, things would be okay. But if it was like orange or red, all of a sudden,
yeah,
something bad is about to happen.
Well, it wasn't, when it was blue, it wasn't always good.
I don't think there was anything ever that was bad.
What was the, you remember the, that blonde guy?
Right. Yeah. I don't even remember. He was the one getting beaten up by the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time that, no.
It was blue.
No, every time the kid came out, it turned.
Blue.
No.
It was blue. I remember because in the subway, it was blue. When he was following the dog, it was blue.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I remember because now it's been a couple weeks since I watched this.
Maybe it turned gray. I don't. Maybe it turned gray.
Yeah, I think that, like, every time something happened, it was funny. All those scenes were kind of funny. The little kid just starts coming out and just beating the hell out of a big kid.
Yeah.
But big kid, whatever. An adult, but it like makes sense when the story unfolds and all. But yeah. I'm pretty sure that that it's like, oh shoot. No, it's the other way around.
What?
Blue bad. Orange
not
good.
Always, not always.
No, I think it was.
Because how about the one with the guy in the bathroom?
One with the guy in the bathroom.
Remember the chick?
Yeah, I don't think that really had.
That was like, red.
I don't. Was there? I don't know. Yeah, I thought
the room would be red.
Because now, yeah, I'll have to rewatch that now. Because I thought there was. Because now that you started thinking, I was like, wait, crap! All the bad ones were blue. But yeah, I'll have to double check that again. But it was definitely this movie was probably more of like visual.
Yeah.
Where Martyrs is just more about just like pain.
It was visual, but it's just.
No, yeah, it's visual, like, and not in an artsy way.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the one movie. Every time I see Martyrs, I'm like, yeah, they borrowed a couple things from Flatliners.
Yeah.
You would think people would be stealing the hell out of that plot line, though.
That's true, yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I've heard people like, oh, what happens, like, when you die or when you're about to die or something. But it's
like, how would you go about it a different way? Like, this is.
I think this was a really sharp story.
Yeah. So I don't know if you'd go about it a different way, without completely ripping it off.
No, no. You could see. Oh yeah, there was. It began with Books of Blood. There was a pretty cool scene in there. I really can't spoil, but it was more of like, okay. So anyways, the girl. Woman has a kid who's, I think, dying of leukemia or something like that. He's like, well, what happens when you die? He's like, you just go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on in the movie, you see, I forget what he says, something like, oh, I'm not, or it's like, there's somebody in here with me, or it's like, I'm not just sleeping, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, they kind of... But, I mean, those books were all written years before any of this stuff was made.
So he was ahead.
Oh, Clive Barker was always ahead. Getting into that guy's mind, I don't even know. I mean, I think a lot of people struggle to even make movies off of some of his works, because it's hard to visualize what he's visualizing, because it was all like so fantasy based, and it's just hard to.
He's just too nice with it.
Yeah, I mean, amazing imagination. Like, a lot of people say, like, you know, Hellraiser was based on the Hellbound Heart, but it was like, even though he directed it, it was still drastically different than like what it was supposed to be. Which is like kind of why I think he directed it, was because. They don't know if anybody else could really. I can, like, trying to make like a book out of, like, I mean, a movie out of like something like Neil Gaiman did, and I know they have done some. It's very hard to replicate sometimes some of these like fantasy stories and books.
Yeah.
But all right. So what else about this thing?
Huh. That's a good question. You got any interesting facts?
There was a remake to this. Was it a remake? It was, so in 2017, it was a movie that was kind of like a remake and a sequel on one shot. I gotta go back and watch it. I wasn't getting into it. But yeah, I definitely want to go back and watch that. But this movie is just, it's really, all right. Well, one thing, it's more of a thriller than a horror, right? We kind of talked about that one already. That's kind of a given. I think it's just really well played out story.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's kind of it.
Yeah.
Because I talked about all the actors and, like, you know, how big time they were. I think, like, all of those actors went on to do pretty well.
The guy with the blonde hair was really good in this movie.
I don't know that I've ever seen him in something where I'm like, yeah, I wish he wasn't in that one.
Yeah.
He's definitely, like, an interesting character. I could see, like, Kevin Bacon sometimes. Love the guy. But sometimes he just kind of overacts a little bit.
Yeah.
But Kiefer Sutherland always kind of plays the same kind of thing. Like, he was so good in Lost Boys. I used to love that 24. It's called 24 because it's like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And each episode was supposed to be one day. It was really good. It started to get really repetitive towards the end, I guess. Then they remade it, which was, like, weird. I guess it didn't do so hot. They remade it with a different guy. It was, like, a much younger guy that was supposed to be. I don't even remember if he was Jack Bauer. Or one day I'll have to go back and see it again. Or maybe he was. So Jack Bauer was his character. And maybe he was in that one with the other. I mean, it was just so weird. Because, like, Kiefer Sutherland, it's not like he looks ancient. It's like, I mean, here, obviously, yeah. He was younger. I'm sure he was in his 20s here. But even when he's doing 24, might have been early 2000s anyways. So, still would have been kind of young. But it was a very cool movie, very cool TV show. I think they did make a movie out of it, too. They made, like, a reboot of this TV show for, like, a limited edition or something. But that was a cool show. Used to love it. Know a lot of people hated it. But I actually think I have all the DVDs from, like, almost all the seasons, too.
Right.
Yeah, I used to just sit there and just... Because I started watching it on TV at, like, season 6 or something. Then I was like, oh, it's pretty good. Let me go back to season 1. And I literally went and watched, like, all of them. It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was a very cool TV show. A lot of people don't like it because it got a little political.
Really?
Yes, and I don't talk politics. But, all right, want to rate this thing? What the hell did I rate this thing? My God.
Earlier, I was thinking of 6. I think I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I'm at 7.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
The story is just so good.
It is really interesting. I wish that Joel Schumacher had actually, like, written it, but he just had directed it. It was... Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like, it's a good movie, but there's not a lot of good points about it. You know what I mean? It's just, like, hard to talk about. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought the...
Maybe without spoiling, it's hard to talk about.
I think the kid, that whole storyline is interesting.
Yeah.
I thought they could have done better with the girl who was the guy's classmate.
Yeah, that was
kind That of felt like, lame. Wow, that was anticlimactic. it just yeah. felt like there was nothing there. It was just kind of like, hey, he just wanted to say sorry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Even the girl's one wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was just like... So it was really all about a little kid beating the hell out of Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
And that was like the cool nice. Part.
Yeah.
Which is actually probably kind of worked out. Because I think if they went too deep in depth with the other two stories that... I mean, this movie was already, 150 minutes?
Oh, yeah, it was long.
Yeah, so if they went more in depth... Oof,
yeah.
That would have been a lot of time. It doesn't feel like a two-hour movie.
I felt like a two-hour movie. So,
did it? Mm. Yeah. I never get that feeling. But
the thing is, like, with a lot of those movies, I can say, like, oh, they should take, like, 10 minutes out, like, here or something. With this one, I can't. Yeah, like, what do you take out?
Maybe...
The other guy?
No. I was actually thinking maybe taking out the... everything with Julia Roberts is part of the story.
Really?
But then why would you have her in the movie and pay premium to get her in the movie just to have her be a supporting character? But
do you remember the other guy with his story?
What?
Exactly.
No, wait. There's three?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three stories.
Yeah. No, there's four.
Were there four? I don't
know. The guy with the videotapes.
Oh my God, yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you could just get rid of that.
I did forget about that, but that was, yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
that was nice. Yeah, there wasn't much to it, I guess, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to take anything out, I guess it would just, it was probably more just to make him look like a dirtball, I guess. But
that's true. But like, I wouldn't take it out. But if they were like, oh, we have to take something out, it would be that.
I just wonder if they, because that was more present. No, I guess it wasn't present time. It was recent, though. Much more recent than all the other ones. Like, his bad things were much more recent than, you know, when Kiefer Sutherland was beating on a kid 20 years before. It's so weird.
Like, especially with, like, Kevin Bacon. Like, that's the worst thing he's ever done his entire life, was make fun of that girl.
It's pretty bad.
Okay, but that's the worst thing he's ever done in his entire life.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was make fun of the girl in elementary
school. The worst thing he's ever done in his entire life was film Footloose. And I used to like the movie. But that was pretty bad.
Okay, but it was like elementary
school. Okay, so what I will say, it could have been much worse if, like, she turned into a lunatic.
That's true. But she didn't remember
it. And it was weird because I thought, I hadn't watched this movie in a while, And for some reason, I thought that she was like, maybe it was a different version of the movie or something. But I thought she was kind of like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then eventually I thought she broke down. I was like, you have no idea how much you tortured me.
No,
and,
that never happened.
Yeah, and it was... Because that was weird. It was such a weird scene because Keir Sutherland is taking a beating, right? And then it's like, he just goes back. He's like, yeah, I just want to say sorry. He's like, dude, I don't even remember you. And it's just like, whoa, okay.
And she said like, thank you. And then everything was gone.
Yeah. So it was done. That part was, I think they should have done more with that. She should have like, went off. And it's like, the blazes of hell should have came in the backdrop. And it's like, you have no idea. It's like, I haven't left my house in 20 years.
That was so funny.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I know when I watch, every time I watch that, like, I fully expect that to happen because it would just make sense.
Yeah.
But, you know. But yeah, that it can be kind of bad because you screw with somebody that early in life, man, they just become recluses and...
Well, obviously not. Look at her.
I mean, she did well. She has a nice house, she had a husband, kids, a garden, whatever. I mean, the greenhouse is like, I was like, yeah, she's done well. Like, maybe we should all start just kidding with people. I don't know.
It's absolute bully, though.
Yeah. I never did that stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
I know you probably have. I just couldn't wait to get out of school.
I've never bullied anybody in my life.
That's not true. But... Yeah, I mean, when I was in school, couldn't wait to get out. Same. A lot of times I didn't even go. But
same.
Yeah. But the whole thing of like, hey, like I dude, when I remember recess, I remember is it John Hancock Elementary School. And they had, I don't know what the hell they had. It was like sort of cages, like around the windows. But it was like weird.
Go to a prison?
It was kind of weird, especially like we weren't in a bad neighborhood or anything, but like it was high. Well, okay, so it looked really high because we were in elementary school, but it at least had to be 6 feet high, if not higher. And they were like yay big, like 6 inches or something sticking out from the window. Yeah. So every day for recess, we would play basketball on it with a tennis ball. Because, like, a tennis ball could fit right in there.
Yeah.
So that was our basket. Like, I don't even know what the hell the other kids were doing. We were just there just playing basketball.
Yeah.
And it was, like, That was, like, all I ever remember about recess. I didn't have time for anybody else.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, I'm just, like... It was very cool. I played weird sports. Like, in a neighborhood, a lot of times we would play basketball on a light post. Like, you know, some people put, like... milk cartons, milk crates on the trees. Yeah, dude, we just went in between two, like when you have a street sign around like a concrete pole, there's like the two silver things.
Yeah.
Apparently there was no sign there anymore, but there was still the two silver things. So just, that's it. That was your basket. You get it in between the two silver things.
That's tough.
Yeah. Dude, that's what we did. We played in the neighborhood. Now kids don't go out.
That's true.
But, all right. Anything else?
I think that's everything.
All right. Contact information. Fearshot.com is the website. Podcast@fearshot.com is the email. Make sure you're leaving feedback. Make sure you're subscribing on your podcast player of choice. Signing off this week. This is Mike.
And Xavier.
All right. Until the next episode, just keep it R.
Gentlemen, I am. Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!